Welcome to the Book of Mormon podcast. My name's Kyle, and I'm just a guy who really enjoys reading the Book of Mormon. As we journey through the text together, I'll do my best to help you stay on top of all the characters and storylines that are going on. But if you have any doctrinal or historical questions, you can get those answered in real time by reaching out on mormon.org/chat. Okay, 1 Nephi chapter 14. We are in the middle of a very large vision that Nephi is having that basically shows him the history of the entire world right up until the end. The last chapter brought us up to what seems to be more or less the modern day where you and I live right now. Chapter 14 is going to take us from there to the end of the world. Verse 1. And it came to pass that if the Gentiles shall hearken unto the Lamb of God in that day, that he shall manifest himself unto them in word and also in power, in very deed, unto the taking away of their stumbling blocks, and harden not their hearts against the Lamb of God, they shall be numbered among the seed of thy father. Yea, they shall be numbered among the house of Israel, and they shall be a blessed people upon the promised land forever. They shall be no more brought down into captivity, and the house of Israel shall no more be confounded. Remember, an angel is speaking to Nephi here. So when it talks about the seed of thy father, that means the descendants of Nephi's father. Nephi and his brothers and all their children and so on. This is saying that the Gentiles, and that's me at least, I don't know your genealogical background, but I'm a Gentile, will be numbered among the house of Israel if we repent and come unto God. Verse 3, and that great pit which hath been digged for them by that great and abominable church, which was founded by the devil and his children, that he might lead away the souls of men down to hell. Yea, that great pit which hath been digged for the destruction of men shall be filled by those who digged it, unto their utter destruction, saith the Lamb of God. Not the destruction of the soul, save it be the casting of it into that hell which hath no end. For behold, this is according to the captivity of the devil, and also according to the justice of God, upon all those who will work wickedness and abomination before him. In the last chapter, we heard a lot about this great and abominable church. We're going to hear more about it in this chapter. It's going to be referred to by several colorful names. But this pit we're talking about here is a metaphorical pit. Basically, all those people who try to fight against the followers of Jesus, all the traps and tricks they lay for the disciples of Christ, they will fall into their own traps. They will be punished. They'll be sent to hell, sounds like. Not good news for them. Verse 5. And it came to pass that the angel spake unto me, Nephi, saying, thou hast beheld that if the Gentiles repent, it shall be well with them. And thou also knowest concerning the covenants of the Lord unto the house of Israel. And thou also hast heard that whoso repenteth not must perish. Therefore, woe be unto the Gentiles, if it so be that they harden their hearts against the Lamb of God. For the time cometh, saith the Lamb of God, that I will work a great and a marvelous work among the children of men, a work which shall be everlasting, either on the one hand or on the other, either to the convincing of them unto peace and life eternal, or unto the deliverance of them to the hardness of their hearts and the blindness of their minds, unto their being brought down into captivity, and also into destruction, both temporally and spiritually, according to the captivity of the devil, of which I have spoken. So the Gentiles, that's me, maybe you, basically we modern people who are not of the house of Israel, if we repent and come unto Christ, we will have peace and eternal life. We will have the same blessings as have been promised to the covenant people of God. And if not, we will be destroyed, both temporally and spiritually, meaning we will have physical destruction, wars perhaps, death, famine, who knows, and spiritual destruction. We will not have a happy afterlife. Verse 8, and it came to pass that when the angel had spoken these words, he said unto me, rememberest thou the covenants of the Father unto the house of Israel? I said unto him, yea. And it came to pass that he said unto me, look and behold that great and abominable church, which is the mother of abominations, whose founder is the devil. And he said unto me, behold, there are save two churches only. The one is the church of the Lamb of God, and the other is the church of the devil. Wherefore, whoso belongeth not to the church of the Lamb of God, belongeth to that great church, which is the mother of abominations, and she is the whore of all the earth. So, this is instructive. I think it's really easy as we're looking through this prophecy and the history of the world is unfolding and this great and abominable church is being formed it's really easy to conjecture, oh, it must be this particular church or this particular denomination or whatever the case may be. But here the angel says very explicitly that anyone who's not a part of the Church of the Lamb of God is a part of this church of the devil. So it's conceivable to me, at least, that I and maybe 100% of people are at least occasionally a part of the church of the devil. And perhaps our task as people living in the modern world is to be hellbent, for lack of a better word, on following Christ, on being a part of the Church of the Lamb of God, so we are not a part of the Church of the Devil, which is here called the Whore of All the Earth, and we'll get more fun names later, as I mentioned. Verse 11, and it came to pass that I looked and beheld the Whore of All the Earth, that's that church, and she sat upon many waters. Apparently, in this vision, Nephi is seeing this abominable church embodied as an actual prostitute. And she had dominion over all the earth among all nations, kindreds, tongues, and people. Or maybe not. I don't know. Verse 12. And it came to pass that I beheld the church of the Lamb of God, and its numbers were few, because of the wickedness and abominations of the whore who sat upon many waters. Nevertheless, I beheld that the church of the Lamb, who were the saints of God, were also upon all the face of the earth. And their dominions upon the face of the earth were small because of the wickedness of the great whore whom I saw. So this is interesting. The true followers of Christ are not many in number, but they are international. They are all over the world. They are in every nation, just the same as this great and abominable church, just not in as great of numbers. Verse 13, and it came to pass that I beheld the great mother of abominations, there's another fun name, did gather together multitudes upon the face of all the earth among all the nations of the Gentiles to fight against the Lamb of God. And it came to pass that I, Nephi, beheld the power of the Lamb of God, that it descended upon the saints of the Church of the Lamb and upon the covenant people of the Lord who were scattered upon all the face of the earth. And they were armed with righteousness and with the power of God and great glory. And it came to pass that I beheld that the wrath of God was poured out upon that great and abominable church, insomuch that there were wars and rumors of wars among all the nations and kindreds of the earth. And as there began to be wars and rumors of wars among all the nations which belonged to the mother of abominations, the angel spake unto me, saying, behold, the wrath of God is upon the mother of harlots, and behold, thou seest all these things. And when the day cometh that the wrath of God is poured out upon the mother of harlots, which is that great and abominable church of all the earth, whose founder is the devil, then at that day the work of the Father shall commence in preparing the way for the fulfilling of his covenants, which he hath made to his people who are of the house of Israel. So it sounds like the great and abominable church is going to gather up armies and navies and go after all the righteous people. But God is going to empower those who believe in him, those who are part of the church of the Lamb of God, those who are true believers in the true gospel of Jesus Christ, and they're going to be okay. And as I've said in previous chapters, one of the recurring themes of the Book of Mormon is that if you follow Christ, if you have real faith in God, you're going to be okay. Life might not be pleasant. I mean, there are wars and rumors of wars going on. We're going to see a lot of scary stuff as we get closer to the end of the world. But we're going to be okay. God will protect us. And even if we die, I suppose, although this isn't said here, at least we have a happy reward. But this sounds like the believers of God are actually going to be empowered to win the day. Verse 18, and it came to pass that the angel spake unto me, saying, look. And I looked and beheld a man, and he was dressed in a white robe. And the angel said unto me, behold, one of the 12 apostles of the Lamb. Behold, he shall see and write the remainder of these things, yea, and also many things which have been. And he shall also write concerning the end of the world. Wherefore, the things which he shall write are just and true. And behold, they are written in the book which thou beheld proceeding out of the mouth of the Jew. That's the Bible. And at the time they proceeded out of the mouth of the Jew, or at the time the book proceeded out of the mouth of the Jew, the things which were written were plain and pure, most precious and easy to the understanding of all men. And behold, the things which this apostle of the Lamb shall write are many things which thou hast seen, and behold, the remainder shalt thou see. But the things which thou shalt see hereafter thou shalt not write, for the Lord God hath ordained the apostle of the Lamb of God that he should write them. And also others who have been, To them hath he shown all things, and they have written them, and they are sealed up to come forth in their purity, according to the truth which is in the Lamb, in the own due time of the Lord unto the house of Israel. And I, Nephi, heard and bear record that the name of the apostle of the Lamb was John, according to the word of the angel. So Nephi is now, at this point in this vision, about to see what is recorded in the book of Revelation, the last book of the New Testament. And the angel is telling him, you get to see this, but you don't get to write it down. God has decided that this is going to be revealed to a man named John. John is going to write it down. It's going to be included in the Bible, which is going to go forth to all the world. And that's how the world is going to learn about how the world ends. And so that's interesting. This is yet another point where the Book of Mormon testifies, and this is maybe the clearest place where it does it, of the truth of the Bible. Here, John is mentioned by name, and it's made abundantly clear that the Book of Revelation is a true book, one we should believe and learn from. And so if you've had any doubts about the veracity of the Bible, or specifically the Book of Revelation, here God is telling us it is true. So there you go. Verse 28, and behold, I, Nephi, am forbidden that I should write the remainder of the things which I saw and heard. Wherefore, the things which I have written sufficeth me. And I have written but a small part of the things which I saw. And I bear record that I saw the things which my father saw, and the angel of the Lord did make them known unto me. And now I make an end of speaking concerning the things which I saw while I was carried away in the spirit. And if all the things which I saw are not written, the things which I have written are true. And thus it is. Amen. So this is the end of Nephi's pretty amazing vision. It's a great vision. Love this vision. And now it's over. And in the next chapter, Nephi's going to rejoin his family and see what they've been up to while he's been away in the spirit.